जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राम जय गोपीजन वल्लभागिरिवरधारी जय जय गोपीजन वल्लभागिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद जमुना तेरा बन चारी जमुना जमुना तीरा बन चारी जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय गोपीजन वल्लभागिरिवरधारी जय जय गोपीजन वल्लभागिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदान जमुना तीरा बन चारे जमुना जमुना तीरा बन चारे जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. जय प्रभुपदा श्रीला प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा श्रीला प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा श्रीला प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा श्रीला प्रभुपदा प्रभु Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Nitai Guru. Nitai Guru, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Nitai Guru. जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य श्रोत्र सदहिर भाइंगे शिल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की रसकान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य श्रोत्र सदहिर भाइंगे शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंदी हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ऑल ग्लोरी टू शंभु डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू शंभु डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू शंभु डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुरु गुरुन गौरांग की जय श्री प्रभुपाद ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगुणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियं वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैषी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे दिस मॉर्निंग वी विल रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 एंड चैप्टर 11 यर भरत इंस्ट्रक्ट किंग रहुगण एंड टेक्स्ट वी आर गोइंग टू रीड विथ 9 प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी एकादशान मनसो हि वृत्तयः एकादशासन मनसो हि वृत्तयः आकूतयः पञ्च धियोभिमानः मात्राणि कर्माणि पुरं च तासाम् वदन्ति हैकादशवीरभूमिः एकादशासन् मनसो हि वृत्तयः आकूतयः पञ्च धियोभिमानः मात्राणि कर्माणि पुरं च तासाम् वदन्ति हैकादशवीरभूमिः एकादशासन् मनसो हि वृत्तयः आकूतयः पञ्च धियोभिमानः मात्राणि कर्माणि पुरं च तासाम् बदन्ति हैकादश वीर भूमिः माताजी एकादश इलेवन आसन देयर आर मनसः ऑफ द माइंड ही सर्टेनली वृत्तयः एक्टिविटीज आकूतयः सेंसेस ऑफ एक्शन पंच फाइव धियः सेंसेस फॉर गैदरिंग नॉलेज अभिमानः द फॉल्स ईगो मात्राणि डिफरेंट सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स कर्माणि डिफरेंट मटेरियल एक्टिविटीज पुरम च एंड द बॉडी सोसाइटी नेशन फैमिली आर प्लेस ऑफ नेटिविटी ताशाम ऑफ दोज फंक्शंस बदंती देशे हा ओह एकादश इलेवन वीर ओ हीरो भूमि ही फील्ड ऑफ एक्टिविटी ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्टल बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद की Translation. There are five working senses and five knowledge acquiring senses. There is also the false ego. In this way, there are 11 items for the mind's function. O hero, the objects of the senses, such as sound and touch, the organic activities such as evocation and the different type of body, society, friendship and responsibility and personalities are considered by learned scholars the field of activities for the functions of the mind. Purport. The mind is the controller of the five knowledge acquiring senses and the five working senses. Each sense has its particular field of activity. In all cases, the mind is the controller or owner. By the false ego, one thinks oneself, the body, and thinks in terms of my body, my house, my family, my society, my nation, and so on. These false identifications are due to the expansion of the false ego. Thus one thinks that he is this or that. Thus the living entity becomes entangled in material existence. Ekadasasan manaso hi vrittaya akutaya pancha dhiyo bhimanah matrani karmani puram chatasam badanti haikadashvira bhumi. This is continuation of the subject matter in this verse, continuation that Jada Bharat, who is instructing, giving valuable instruction to Maharaj Rahugan, must be aware with the whole incident. Jada Bharat, in his previous life, was a big king emperor. Of course, when Rajarshi Bharat ruled that particular tract of land, since then in his honor, the name of that country is named after him, Bharat. Now it is called India. Bharatvarsh, this particular tract of land is known after or named after his name. So he was a great personality. Of course, he was directly the son of Rishabhdev. Rishabhdev is considered to be incarnation of Lord Vishnu. And he was elder's most qualified sons of Maharaj Rishabhdev, Lord Rishabhdev. Also, Bharat, Rajarshi Bharat, he got opportunity to be personally trained by his own father, Rishabhdev. He was ruling the kingdom and built nicely. But one point, though he was devotee, while he was ruling the country, engaged in political affairs, still he managed to get time for devotional service. But one point he decided to exclusively only dedicate 100% in service of Krishna in bhakti. For that end, for that purpose, he left his kingdom. He left his wife, children, everything, and came to the forest. He went to the forest. There he was engaged in devotional service. Of course, he was from Satyajit. Mainly he was in trance meditation. He was performing meditation. And very sacred river, Gandaki River, considered to be one of the top sacred river. This river is the place where a particular area in that river where still we can get Shaligram Shila. Shila, Shaligram, that is also Lord in the form of a stone. Vishnu, but in the form of stone. Shaligram Shila. And that place he went, left his kingdom and he was residing on the bank of Gandaki River. Muktinath, the place is called Muktinath, where he residing. And completely engaged in trance. Every single moment he has dedicated for service of Lord. Sometimes worshipping the deity, some meditation, chanting different type of mantra, chanting name of Vishnu. So he was about to attain the perfectional stage of life that is called spontaneous attraction for Krishna. Almost that platform he has raised himself of that platform. But somehow or other, due to his some previous karma, all of a sudden came in front of him. One morning, it was morning time, early morning, he has taken his bath, all he finishes morning activity, taken bath in the Gandaki River and sitting right on the bank of Gandaki River, chanting mantra, especially you are chanting Gayatri mantra. At that time, one sea deer, she came to drink water in the river. The deer, she was drinking the water. She was not satisfied enough. Meanwhile, from behind, she heard, the deer heard the roaring noise of a lion just behind. And the lion was about to jump over her and catch and eat. So she could realize the danger. And also the description that she was pregnant. She was about to give birth of a child. In few days, few hours, she was about to give birth of a child. She was completely mature, pregnant. And she could not manage, so if she stayed there, tiger will eat. So out of fear, in order to save her life, she jumped in the river. And the river was flowing, fast current was there, and she started to drown. And when she jumped in the river, immediately the baby child came out from the her womb, and just newly born child started to float, drown in the river. So deer somehow or other she managed to swim, cross over the river and another side, and she died. As soon as she crossed, of course she crossed the river, but immediately another shore, another bank of river, she died. And the child was, newly born child, dear, she was floating, drowning in the river. And this happened right in front of Maharaj, Rajarshi Bharat. So certainly he felt compassion for that drowning, floating child, baby. And out of compassion, he jumped in the river and catched the small baby infant, took out from the river. He kept nearby a newly born child, and then he finished his regulative principle or chanting mantra, finish. And then he had to return to cottage, his own hermitage. So, now what he should do? He has gave up all affection for his own sons, wife, kingdom, absolutely renounced. Now, newly born deer, child was there. So one option was that he would have given up. Sadhu, why should so much affection? Detachment, absolute detachment. Of course, first of all, he would have not jumped in the river and faced the child. But he did that mistake. How you think it was proper for him to save the child from the river? What you will do if you see you are put in a certain situation, what you will do? Ignore, why should I am sadhu, I have to do my devotional service. Why should I care for insignificant animal? Why should I feel any affection, love, attachment for this is okay, for sadhu we are renounced, why we should and if mistake was done, then again what he should do? Child was lying there, newly born child, and Rajarshi Bharat had to go to his own ashram. Kya samajhte, what you will do in that situation? Suppose you were put in such a circumstance. Rajarshi Bharat, he was thinking that I have given all attachment, all affection for my own children, my own obedient sons. But by the will of Providence, he felt compassion, and it is quite natural. It may be not very good for him, but it was certainly quite natural for him. Took the child, baby, in his lap and carried, came to ashram. And then child was there, baby was there. He started to think, what should I do? I should give up. It's an insignificant animal. He will go somewhere and he will join his group. He will end up, grass is there. He will eat. He will survive. But he thought that, no, since that small deer has taken shelter of me, so I must protect him. And thus, Rajarshi Bharat got attachment for the child, the deer. And then, gradually, his sadhana, in terms of chanting, worshipping the deity, meditation, everything started to minimize. Because he has to take care of, even when he was meditating, he was in trance, still he was remembering the baby one. And when he, because he was alone, the deer sometime he was meditating, he was coming and touching his body, licking his body, and he felt compassion. He felt very nice. Thus, gradually, his devotional service in terms of chanting name of Lord Vishnu, chanting Gayatri Mantra, worshipping the deity, it minimized, and he developed a strong attachment for the deer. So thus time came when Rajarshi Bharat was supposed to quit the body, give up the body. He was lying on deathbed and the deer was also sitting next to him. He was lying on the death bed, final. Deer, small deer was also next to him, looking. And the deer, since deer has also got attachment, love for Rajarshi Bharat, he was also considering my father, he has protected me, otherwise I would die. He has given me life. And that animal could understand that he is now dying. So he was also crying. Tears were coming out from the deer. And Rajarshi Bharat was looking on him. And in this situation, Rajarshi Bharat gave up his body. So though he has performed devotional service very rigidly, but at the last moment, he died while remembering, feeling compassion, attachment for the deer. So again he took birth as a deer. One time he was emperor, king, ruler of the whole universe. So much so glorious is the position by that he was, this name of this country is named after him, Bharatvarsh. And now he become insignificant animal in the forest. But since he has executed devotional service very rigidly, very nicely, so he was given facility that he could remember his previous life. And also he could know, he could remember the reason for what he has taken this body of a deer. And he was lamenting whole life as a deer. He was lamenting, I have given such important, such a opportunity, great opportunity, human form of life. My father, he himself was the Supreme Personality of God, incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Personally he taught me, gave me instructions. I was trained personally by him. I was engaged completely 100% in devotional service. And now I lose that opportunity. I am an insignificant animal. So much embarrassing that even I could not execute my devotional service in this life. For lamenting in whole life. And towards the end, when the deer came to know that a time came when he was supposed to give up the body, die, and then Rajarshi Bharat, now in the form of deer, he was sat on the bank of the river. It also described half of his body was in the water and half was on the bank on the sand. And in this was lamenting, remembering the Lord, and he quit his body, gave up his body. And the next time, he took birth in a Brahmin family. Also in description, Srimad Bhagavatam described that the Brahmin, a highly qualified personality. So he has two wives. So he begot 9 children in the womb of first wife, and from second wife, he begot twins, 2 babies. One was female and one was a male. Male was this personality, Bharat. Bharat, then deer, and then came. So, thus the Brahmin was trying to raise his children. And because Rajarshi Bharat has executed devotional service very nicely, so he was given this opportunity, facility. He could remember everything. He could remember his previous life and previous to previous life. 3 lifetime he could remember. So this time he was very much alert, so that he could not get any attachment for his family member. So though he was knowing everything, but still he was behaving in such a way that he was a mad person. He has no brain tissue in his mind. In front of his father, he was doing such a stupid thing. So the father, again he got attachment, because my child, innocent child, other children are very learned, scholar, become very great personality. And this youngest child, not enough brain substance. So he was thinking that he has taken birth in a Brahmin family. At least he should know the purificatory process, elementary beginning one, like achman, snan, that much he must know. And at least he know Gayatri mantra. A Brahmin, at least he should know. So for that reason, he took great trouble, the father, and he decided I could teach him Gayatri Mantra. And Gayatri Mantra, we are chanting the 7 different mantras there, altogether the Gaur Gayatri. So he thought he was not qualified enough to remember all the 7 mantras, only first one. You know first one, Gayatri, first line, Om Bhur Bhuva. We are not supposed to tell the whole mantra, recite. So he tried his level best. My child should remember, and continuous 4 months of Chaturmas, he tried his level best that my child should remember this. Jada Bharata was knowing everything, all the shastra, all the mantra, but he was pretending that, no, I could not remember. After, towards the end of 4 months, again he asked whether you could remember, and when Jada Bharata started to recite, he recited in wrong way. Father became very much disappointed. No, since this, my child has no brain substance, if he can remember one line, Gayatri Mantra, then what? And in this, remembering his son, old age come and father died. And then his other 9 brothers, they tried their level best to educate his younger brother. But they also experienced frustration in their effort. And then he was ignored that throwing. Okay, whatever you do. So they engaged him for agriculture farming. And he was sitting in somewhere the farm. At that time, this incident took place, that he was sitting in the forest. Bharat, Jada Bharata. And meantime, a very celebrated king. He was a great personality, very inquisitive, to know the spiritual life. Though he was a king, but he was very much inclined for spiritual progress. For that end, Raja Rahugan, his name was Raja Rahugan, he heard that there is, now it is present, Kapil Dev is there. Topmost jnani, self-realized personality. So he took trouble. He gave up responsibility of his ruling kingdom to his ministers, and he took that journey to go and see Kapil Dev. So when Kapil Dev, he was going to see Kapil Dev, of course he was the king, so he was visiting, traveling by palanquin. There are some carriers, they were carrying many, there were 4, they were carrying him. So on the way, one of the palanquin carrier, he became sick. So he was asking, how can he go now? So they tried to search some person, engage. Are you king? He can do, engage anyone. And when they found out that one stout, very strong person was sitting in the farm, immediately they grab him, forcefully engage, no, you carry the palanquin. And Rajarshi Bharata started to carry. He did not protest. At that time, because he was a Vaishnava, so while he was carrying the palanquin, he was walking such a way that not even a single plant or any insect, any creature should be trampled by his feet. So he was moving here and there. So whole the balance was lost. King Rahugan became very much angry. A Kshatriya, king. And he started to chastise the carriers. And then they informed that we are carrying proper way. This newly engaged person, he is not walking properly. And then he started to chastise, Raja Rahugan started to chastise Jada Bharata. He told, I am a king, and if you have not worked properly, not walked properly, I will kill you. I can inflict capital punishment upon you, mrityu dand. So still, Rajarshi Bharata did not speak anything about. Then he sarcastically, many things he was abusing him, many things. So one point, Jada Bharata spoke some sentences, and that sentence, when the Raja heard that sentence, it was full of knowledge and realization. And in the beginning he talks about the difference between spirit and matter, difference between body and soul. Because you may chastise me, you may kill my body, but I am eternal soul, amar, immortal. And when the Raja Rahugan heard this statement, immediately he became very much impressed that an ordinary person can talk in this way. So immediately he looked out from the palanquin and he saw that new carrier. He has sacred thread in his body. Rajarshi Jadabharata, since he has taken birth in the Brahmin family, the father has gave him Brahman thread, sacred thread, janeu. Immediately Raja Rahugan jumped out from the palanquin and grabbed the feet of Raja Jadabharata. He could understand, I have done a very great offense. I have offended a Brahman. I engage my personal service. I engage him to carrying the palanquin and Brahmin. Immediately grabbed the feet and started to beg pardon. And then Rajarshi, Jadabharata started to give him instruction. So this is the beginning part of the instruction in these verses. Talks about basically what is the difference between body and the soul. What is different between spirit and matter. In this regard, he describing here about the situation of the body. Even this soul is there, atma is there within our existence or body, and at the same time the atma got a different type of sources by how it works. So working, any person, if we are entangled in this material existence, material body, once we come in this material body, then we have a certain way to do something. So ekadashasan manaso hibritaya. How minds works. If we are in the, what is the field of our activity? It is working of the mind, how it goes in. Ekadashasan manaso hibritaya. Mind has got vritti, the way of function, it is ekadash, 11. When you are working through the body, then out of the 5 are working senses and 5 are that is knowledge acquiring senses. And ekadashasan manaso hibritayah akurtayah pancha bhiyo bhimana. So altogether there are 11, 5 working senses, 5 knowledge acquiring senses, and false ego. False ego, we identify ourselves with this body. Atma identify itself with the body in terms of this, I am the body, or at least body, I am the body and everything, it is my body and everything related to this body, it mine. Aham mameti, I and my. So matrani karmani puram satasham badanti haika dasvira bhumi. So where it works, what is the bhumi, what is the ground where it works? Matrani karmani, matra, that roop, rush, gandh, sparsh and shabd, form, touch, the roop, the form, rush, taste, roop, rush, gandh, smell, and touch, and sight. These are the matrani karmani puram chatasam badanti haikadashvira bhumi. So atma, are here, at least in the mind, how it workings, it has different. The Prabhupada in the purpose talks about identify with himself with the body, and then he talks in the term of the false identification are due to the expansion of the false ego. And then it comes, my body is there, then my family is there, and my society is there, my nation is there, many, many things happen. So this is working process. So here in beginning part of this part, when we are in conditioned stage of life, where Atma is conditioned, entangled in this material body, and then this, he identifies this false ego, I am this body, and then this body has certain way to work. Of course, the mind controls everything, but under the control of mind, the body starts to work. A different process, different activity is working. The mind is controller of the knowledge acquiring senses and the five working senses. Each sense has its particular field of activity. That's the eye, it has certain. So I have certain field. By our eye we can see the form. But if you have to taste, then it is out of jurisdiction of eye. If you want to see the in the vegetable where this is enough salt is there or not, then eye will not help. Eyes, it will not help. By seeing you can detect, you can know whether it is enough salt or not salt in the vegetable. So any form in a rope, then it is very expert. For the, if you want to know that if there enough salt is there in the vegetable, then which sense will help us? Which sense? By touching we could not know whether it is sour or sweet. Only the tongue will help. Tongue has that, it is under her tongue's jurisdiction. It can take, it can tell that which is sour or sweet or bitter. So similarly, it is hot or cold by sense, touch senses. So similar, all these five knowledge acquiring senses, they have their particular field of activity. Everywhere it you are not capable to know. So similar way, the our limbs are also five working senses, so they have different activity. And all this happens due to our identification with the body. Somehow or other, when we come in touch with the material nature, external energy of Krishna, though Atma is superior energy of Krishna, transcendental, divya, but when this Atma, Jiva, comes in the touch with material existence, material energy, immediately he forgets his real identity is covered. Real identity of a living entity is that Jiva ra swarup hai Krishna Nitya Das. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the constitutional position of a living entity is to be the eternal servant of Krishna. And in conditional constitution, we think that we are body, and anything and everything related to the body is mind. And then once we identify with false, but due to false ego, we identify with body, and then we are conditioned in such a way, such a accord position, that even Atma, though it is also becomes dependent to work on the mind, intelligence and senses, and thus our situation is degraded. So here basically Jad Bharatji started to give instruction that there is difference between between body and soul, difference between spirit and matter. And then how this body works, it has certain way to work. And then further it continues other verses also. So I stop here if you have any question or comment.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much. I'm wondering, what are some principles so we can know when it is appropriate to exercise compassion, to try to help somebody in some way?
Precisely, what is, I could not understand.
Like we saw King Bhart, he was feeling compassion. So then he wanted to do something to help this living entity. But he ended up not doing anything good for the deer or for his own self. But you were saying in the discussion, the class, that it's natural to have feelings of compassion. But so Maharaj Bharati had some feeling of compassion which comes naturally. But then he acted wrongly. So how can we know how to apply compassion in the right way? And then also when even we may be feeling some compassion, but still we should not do anything. We should just chant Hare Krishna or not get involved because we will not do any good for this person or for our own self. How can we know when to do nothing, when to do something?
I said, many in Bhagavatam describe the characteristics of a saintly person, karunika tikshava, karuna, compassion, mercy. Jive daya name ruchi vaishnava, you must feel compassion. So, Rajarshi Bharat, he felt compassion. It was really absolutely natural, and it was good. Any person will do that, some flouting newly born, he took out. And up to this point it was okay, he brought in his kuti. But for few days he would have done, and all after it was animal. The animal would join his group, there are many animals surviving. Up to this point it was absolutely okay. After certain days, once it become like 5-6 days, 10 days, it is good enough for the animal. 10-15 days, they go here, walk. But Rajarshi Bharat, of course, in Srimad Bhagavatam described that how come that such a highly elevated personality, he become attached. So this is also described, of course, all the commentators that talks about this was the special will of, by the will of providence, by the desire of Vishnu, that he felt excessive compassion, and eventually he got attachment also. But up to that point, it was absolutely okay. He had done, brought the ashram, raised for a few days, maybe 1 month, but he should have known that this, I am not like a maintainer of this universe. All this living entity personally maintained by Supreme Personality of God. So this egoistic, that I am protector, I am the master, without me he will not survive, that part was wrong part. If there are animals, there are many animals, they are surviving. So he becomes such a proud that it is due to me. I am protector. I am maintainer. Of course, Krishna is the Vishwambhar, one name of Lord Vishnu, Vishwambhar. He maintains all living entity. See that now, when a cow gives birth of a child, immediately she gave the milk also, milk produced in her order. Before it eats the same grass, but milk is not. But now the child has taken birth, this is arrangement of Vishnu, or the arrangement of potency of Lord Vishnu, that the child needs some milk. Without milk, the child will not survive, the baby will not survive. Immediately, milk comes in the breast of mother. So, whole arrangement is there. So, we should know this also fact that the whole universe is maintained by, protected by, or destroyed by Vishnu. I did my part in beginning that that baby needs help, infant one, I did one, but now I should not feel compassion or cost out of our spiritual life. Just become sentimental, oh, he should be protected for his bodily comfort. I should sacrifice my whole spiritual life. So Rajarshi Bharat, though he was such a great personality, he did not that much, but still that part, though it was quite natural to feel compassion for a small deer, but again he becomes sentimental. I am protector, I am master, without me he will not survive. Let me. So that part was wrong. In beginning, our feeling compassion for a living entity, you must feel compassion, even for his bodily comforts also. So, titikshava karunika suhrida sarvdehinam ajat satroha shanta sadhava sadhubhusa. Karuna, anukampa, compassion, we must feel. But same time, we should not be sentimental. Feeling compassion is okay. If you could do something helpful, do it. But if you can't do something, then at least save yourself. Don't be so bad. Mercy, compassion is okay. But becoming sentimental and also proud that without my help this person is not going to survive, that part is wrong. Rajarshi Bharat, though he, in his case, he was a special case. He felt compassion or attachment due to the will of Lord Vishnu. And that is the genius why when he become a deer, still he can remember, he would remember everything. And whole his life, of course he was always remembering, lamenting that, oh my God, I lost this opportunity, but always remembering. So he has done so substantial progress. He was about to get highest perfectional stage of love of Krishna. So for that reason he was given this remembrance. He could remember when he was there, still he could remember Vishnu very nicely. Of course there is some practical devotional aspect he could not do, like worshipping the deity, chanting the name of Vishnu. It was not possible with that body. And then when he become Bharat, Brahmin boy, then still he could remember. So this facility, a special facility was given by Lord Vishnu himself. And he completed his perfection in 3 lifetimes. That was not so long duration. So compassion, okay. But sentimentally, without me, that living entity is not going to survive. I am prepared. I should be on the cost of my spiritual life. This was not good. And also this incident took place in order to teach us, not for the Rajarshi Bharat, for us that we should be very alert. Even that such a highly elevated personality could get attachment, then what to speak of us? So we should be little away from this type of sentiment. So it is for our instruction. Rajarshi Bharat, what wrong with him? He was dear, still he was engaged in devotional service. When he became Jad Bharat, still he could remember Lord very nicely. But we may or may not be given that facility. Okay, so anything? I think we are getting late. So. Here I stop. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.